This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
Extra. You did it, I did it.
These episodes really feel like extra episodes again now because we've started recording interview episodes. So
yes.
Before, when we were just doing these felt like the episodes, whereas now these really do feel like extras.
Well, yes, and also the extra we're going to do today, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know how I feel about it in my head. And no. And just became on air. On air. What are we, a fucking radio? On air. You came up with a great idea. And you're like, oh, we should have spoken about the Super Bowl trailers.
We should have done the Super Bowl trailers. At time recording, Super Bowl was yesterday. No, yeah. 2 days ago. Anyway, it's just happened. And obviously they have loads of trailers in the Super Bowl, don't they?
Yes.
And for loads of sequels.
Yeah.
We should have done a trailer breakdown of all the sequels in the Super Bowl.
Especially the Deadpool and Wolverine one.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
But instead, chose to rank the fucking Twilight movies. Because we're idiots.
So, welcome, everyone.
We should
welcome.
Explain. There's a caveat to this, right? That for those of you who haven't joined us on Another Slice, then over on Another Slice, we have been, as part of our box set mentality feature that we do on Another Slice, we have been watching all five Twilight movies.
Mm.
We watch one a month, culminating in a very special live recorded, well, I suppose it's not really live if it's recorded, is it? But we recorded ourselves watching the movie live.
Yes.
So it was my first reactions because I'd never seen the movie before. Dave's seen it before, but, you know, it caught
our
reactions.
Most of it, it seems. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I do have to point out, it's not a full two-hour episode of us just silently watching.
We cut out the gaps where we're all just in shocked silence.
I was going to say, it's the best bits. I've also, has it been a labour of love the last 5 months?
No, it's been a labour of absolute hatred and dread. They're horrible movies. They're all rubbish.
Yeah. And why did we do them? You might as well tell the full story.
Well, I think people should go to Another Slice and sign up if they want to.
No,
I'm going to
so
tell
good.
Them the story, of course.
Oh, okay.
Basically, we do. Box Set Mentality has been going a little while. We've done the Planet of the Apes. We did the Dusk Till Dawn trilogy on there. And basically, what we do is we take a box set and we watch a movie from that box set and we talk about it. And my wife said, well, we don't really get to watch movies together. Maybe if you did the Twilight box set, we could watch them together and that'd be really nice, like a couple-y thing. What I forgot is that my wife is secretly evil. So
yeah.
When it came round to watching them, she went, oh no, I don't really want to watch them. I just wanted to punish you and Dave and make you watch them because they're all terrible.
That's so evil.
So evil. Evil genius. I'm married to an evil genius.
Yeah, so we watched them one by one.
We did.
Starting with the Twilight and then it evolves into something called the Twilight Saga, colon.
Yeah, lots of colons in there.
Before we get in, I do have to say the same thing I say at the beginning of every Twilight box set mentality. These films are not made for me and Rich.
No.
Absolutely. Couldn't be further away, as in our wheelhouse, or made for films like us, or, you know, no. You know what I mean.
True. And we know there are people out there that love them.
Love them, love the
books. There are people that accept that they're bad, but love them. I'm told reliably the books are better than the movies. Yeah.
I would say, reading most reviews of these films, that's what most of the reviews are saying. Not as good as the book.
Yes.
Or missing this from the book, missing that from the book.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
So there's five of these films, and they started in 2008, starting with Twilight, and then going to New Moon, then going to Eclipse, and then Breaking Dawn Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah.
So there's five in total, and we're going to rank them from worst to best.
No, we're going to rank them from absolute shite.
I was trying to be positive.
We're going to rank them from absolute shite to slightly less shite.
It has been torture. And we have gone through it a little bit. Like, I feel like we've come out the other side now. And I feel like this is the last time we hopefully ever get to
talk
about
these films. We're drawing
a line
under it. We're putting them to bed. We're never talking about Twilight movies again. If you wanted to hear us talk about Twilight movies, get into anotherslice.com/unequalsequel. Sign up. Pay your $2.99. Listen to all those. Listen to us lose our absolute minds.
Caveats.
Yeah.
We will talk about them if someone picks them as their worst, best, or dream sequel.
Oh, yeah. True, we will.
That will happen.
Yeah.
But apart from that...
I'll never have to watch them again, though. I've seen them now.
You know I will, though.
Yeah, I mean, you will, but I
if
won't.
Someone picks them, I will have to watch it. And God. Anyway, let's start from number five to number one. So what is your worst Twilight Saga film?
It's Breaking Dawn Part 1.
It is mine as well.
Good.
I think we're going to be quite similar on
this,
aren't we?
I think we might be quite similar on this one. This is probably the only standout as to, like, I know exactly where this was going to be. Not only is it horribly made, the CGI is awful, and basically you just watch someone sit on a couch for an hour.
I mean, there's a wedding and there's a bit of lovemaking at the beginning, and then there's a lot
of
sitting
that
down
is
and
horrible.
Oh, it's bad. Yes. This is the fourth out of the five.
Yes.
And it's the, in real world terms, it's the book, it's the last book which wasn't broken into
first part of the last book. I mean, I know why they broke it into two parts.
It's money,
because they wanted the money, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, part one is so boring. It's just empty of anything interesting. And then there's a horrific birth scene at the end. My God. Like, oh, no. I'm not saying if you put part one and part two together, you'd get a good movie, because you wouldn't. It just would be less boring.
Oh, like, I was having a drink, and then they spit it out. It does seem to lack that part one, anything exciting. And like you said, it's fine. Well, it's not fine. It's below par until it goes absolutely mental in the last 10 minutes.
It really does.
The birth scene is something I would never actually... I might need counselling for it in the future.
The birth scene in Twilight is worse than the birth scene in The Fly 2, where she literally gives birth to a fucking cocoon.
I thought you were going to compare it to the birth of your own son then. But okay, you went with a fly. That's good. That's good news.
No. I mean, that was pretty horrific, but no. Breaking Dawn Part 1, horrific.
You would think by the fourth film, the characters would know their parts, and I don't know, it'd be some kind of entertaining there, or there'd be some kind of chemistry.
Chemistry would be nice, right? Like, I mean, I don't get it. Like, Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson are actually in a relationship at this point.
Mm.
They are together, and it's like they've never met. Like, what the fuck?
There's not a lot to talk to about part four, or Breaking Dawn Part 1, is because there's like we keep saying this, nothing really happens. There is an hour in that film, like, Rich is not taking the piss when he says someone's sitting down for an hour. That's literally
what happens.
There's some wolf stuff there. You find out a bit about, I was about to say inbreeding, but that's not the word.
Imprinting.
It's been a long day.
That's creepy day. Too. Like, but yeah, there's no inbreeding, don't worry. I mean, there might be.
And by this point, we're convinced that Jacob and Edward, oh God, I know the names so well, should literally...
Oh yeah.
I think there's more
that's
romance
the chemistry.
There.
Jacob and Edward have chemistry. They're the ones who should be hooking up.
That developing friendship. Right. Okay, so that was the worst. So let's move on to this.
I'm presuming that's your worst as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's by far the worst film. It's just because it's so dull.
Yeah.
And not even the mental last 10 minutes can save it. There is a weird fight at the end as well. And also when Edward starts subtitling for the wolves at one point. It's because how do you get around that? And it's really weird. Okay, what's slightly better than that, though?
Now, I'm hoping I'm not confused because they kind of merge into one a little bit in the middle. But I'm thinking New Moon is the next one. That's the second one, right?
That's number two.
Yeah. Of number two. You're right.
Also my one.
Okay, good.
We're on track.
Yeah.
Largely forgettable. Can you remember what happens to the storyline in the second one?
Edward fucks off for a bit. That's basically all I can remember.
Edward fucks off for a bit. Yeah. Jacob gets ripped.
Oh, yeah. Jacob
That's
gets ripped.
That's the second one.
He He packs on
Taylor Lautner packed on some muscle to, retain his part because they tried to take it away from him.
I also seem to remember everyone looking like they're holding in a fart while they're delivering their lines. Like
yes, that also
putting those
happens.
Slightly pained faces. Like, yeah.
Also, incredibly bad CGI, incredibly bad script. You do get the introduction of Volterra.
Yeah, and they're rubbish. So rubbish.
Which have mainly been rubbish through five films. They're meant to be these big bad guys, and this is an introduction to them. And you barely see them.
Yeah.
Through
and when
any
you do see
films?
Them, they're wholly underwhelming. Yeah. Like, yeah. If they're the big bad.
You do learn a little bit more about the wolves, I think, in the second one. Mm. But weirdly, and it's not my worst Twilight film, but it is my most forgettable Twilight film. The only thing that I can really put Breaking Dawn Part 1 above it because remembrance is the birth scene. Like, New Moon, there's the whole...
Oh, there's
love triangle
as a
shit.
Force ghost.
Oh, yes, the end in Rome, obviously.
Yeah, there's the Rome... Oh, that's fucking
how they
weird
get to Rome
well,
and...
Yeah.
And the way she can only see him if she puts herself into danger. But at the beginning of this film, he is also quite still very possessive of her and it's all very creepy and...
Yeah.
Horribly done.
Yes.
A very boring, rubbish film. I mean, the first time I ever watched New Moon, I turned it off after 20 minutes and I thought, I never have to watch that again. And then I rewatched it in the pandemic because we were going through so many box sets. And I thought, well, I'll never have to watch that again. And then your wife made us watch this again. And now I'm never going to have to watch this again.
Yes. Hopefully we never have to watch this again.
It's done. Those are two terrible films. New Moon, it was for me... It was a little bit, what's worse, New Moon or Breaking Dawn?
Oh, okay. No, Breaking Dawn Part 1 was always the worst for me. Just
well, New Moon used to be my worst, but this time the rewatch, Breaking Dawn Part 1, has overtaken it.
Yeah.
Incredibly quickly as well. You know, bravo, sirs, everyone's involved. I don't feel like for New Moon, I think the director change didn't work. I feel like it was rushed, because it was. If you read about it, it was... put out so quickly after the first one. And I think that's a problem. They never really got to grasp of any of the story and the script. Like I keep going, the script is horrendous in the second one.
I think they had to bash them out so quickly so nobody got any older, right? That's the...
Well, the vampires are all meant to be in their hundreds by this point. And it's not good for us when we are watching a film and it's the second film in and we were like, oh, fuck.
True. Yeah.
It was, you're worried at that point. when you know you're going to watch all of this franchise. And this
I was worried after the first one, dude.
Again, blame the wife. Blame the wife. But yeah, it was quite nice seeing Taylor Lautner getting a bigger part as the wolf, I guess.
If only Jacob. His lines hadn't been so horribly written.
I feel sorry for everyone who has to say anything in these films. I feel like it looks like it hurts them and it's hard work.
It does. It does. Like I say, it looks like they're holding in a fart at all times.
I mean, the fun stuff in the second one and maybe the first one is the high school stuff, you know, with the friends, the Anna Kendrick friends and stuff.
Yeah. Not sure I'd call it fun.
It's the second one when they go to the cinema.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the weird double date where she doesn't really want to date either of them. And
with the other friend who doesn't like violent or action films.
Yeah, he ends up like throwing up and stuff. It's weird. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't get it.
How can it get better, Rich?
Well, I'm not sure it gets better. I think it gets forgettable. And my next one is Eclipse.
Okay, we're different.
Oh, we're different, are we?
I think we're different.
So I put Eclipse next because I can't remember what the fuck happened in it. I literally can't remember anything about it.
Hang on.
It's the one with Bryce Dallas Howard in it, right?
Yes.
That's all I remember.
At least with Eclipse, I feel like they tried something new. But anyway, you can talk about Breaking Dawn Part 2, which we just watched. It's the ending. And
Is that your third choice, is it?
Oh, my third is Breaking Dawn. Sorry, you talk about Eclipse and then I'll talk about Eclipse.
I mean, I can't talk about Eclipse because I can't remember anything from it. It's just a blank sheet of paper. Like, Bryce Dallas Howard came in, they replaced the ginger vampire who wants to kill him all with Bryce Dallas Howard.
Victoria.
And, yeah, she doesn't kill him all. They kill her instead. There's lots of head ripping off in this one, right?
Well, Eclipse, there is a plan there. Because they're making these newborns, whatever they're called. Yeah. She's trying to build an army.
Yeah, for some reason.
Well, to get rid of the Cullens.
Right, okay.
She's lying to a guy, I can't remember his name, telling, I love you. Let's go over the river and kill all these people. These are bad vampires. But really, they're good vampires because they're vegetarian vampires.
Yeah, like Count Dracula.
And I think I just appreciated that a little bit more than any other storyline in this. I found that more interesting than what's going on between Edward, Jacob, and whatever.
I put it in the middle because I didn't find it offensive, but I also can't think of anything good about it either. So that's sort of why it's in the middle for me.
They possibly had a better fight scene than that was in the end of part two.
No, they didn't. No.
At least that fight scene actually happened.
There was no fight. Like, they made this whole big thing about, like, the newborn vampires being really strong, and then the Cullens just ripped all their heads off. It's about three seconds.
Okay, and there's also what happens good in Eclipse is the backstories of the other vampires.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
And I enjoyed them. I can't remember the guy's name. Is Hugo or something
who,
like that.
Who cares? I'm going to stay at this point.
The one who's dating Alice, who can see the future.
I don't care.
and there's Emmett, but you find about all these people.
Yeah.
A little bit. I find a bit more. And honestly, Bryce Dallas Howard, she's good. She's good in it. She's good in these
films. I
didn't
even notice it was her. I didn't even notice they changed the actress until you told me when we recorded about it afterwards.
And she's jumping around some trees and, you know, it's cold up there and stuff.
Yeah. Meh.
Okay. Yeah. So.
It is the one where I think, like Jacob and Edward get closest to fucking. I think is Eclipse.
It is the, I would say, the odd film out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really go with the rest of the bigger picture.
No, true.
It's kind of this side alley where, like, we have to deal with whatever Victoria was planning. It's not the whole Bella wanting to become a vampire or beer with Edward or Jacob. It's kind of this sidetrack.
That is true. It's less frustrating in that sense. because it's she's less simpering and he's less possessive, but still in a weird kind of, it's still weird.
It's still bad. And yes, the fight doesn't look great, and it introduces characters that just go disappearing again because they rip their heads off instantly. And like you say, Rich has learned so much in these films about new bloods, vampires and stuff. He's always reminding me, oh, they're meant to be stronger. You remember so-and-so said that? I was like, I couldn't remember fuck about that, but okay. And they do make a big point about them making this big army that's crossing over into their territory. And when the army gets there, it's still like rubbish. Five men.
Yeah.
And their dog kind of thing. It's
yep.
But I enjoyed it more than
Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Breaking Dawn Part 2.
That's my next choice. So we got Eclipse and Breaking Dawn Part 2 the other way around.
Yes, I wonder what's number one.
I don't want to call it number one. Like it's like it's still like number 426.
I suppose we can kind of talk about these at the same time, as in we recently watched Breaking Dawn Part 2, and I knew the big twist.
Yes.
We'll try and stay away from it. Well, I've kind of mentioned it, if you're clever enough, a minute ago. But I was waiting for Rich to find out that twist, and I was watching you, and your face while we're watching it did not disappoint.
I mean, it's so fucking stupid. Like, honestly... I was like, do you know what? There's some stakes. Like, characters are dying. Like, this is actually like characters.
Yeah, the characters you've never met. They introduced them in the last film, like a last minute.
Well,
we're meant
no,
to care about
like
all these people.
Kids, werewolf gets killed and stuff. Like, you know, a couple of the Cullens get killed off, don't they? In that final battle, and then
no, they don't.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
the only Cullen that kind of gets killed is the cousin back in Italy when she goes there to report and she's wrong.
Right, okay.
But there's loads of other cousins and Remy Malek turns up. And
yeah,
it'd be great if they introduced them even a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many times they could have introduced those people in Breaking Dawn Part 1 to
dad
fill
Cullen
the hour.
Got his head cut off. We got his head ripped off.
No, that's also...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, in that sequence...
Yeah, in the sequences.
Oh, look, can we not just spoil it? Like, spoilers for a fucking 15-year-old movie.
Go for it.
It's all a fucking dream and it's really annoying. But, like.
It's not. Is it a dream or is a dream? I was like, or is it like a mirage kind of thing? But I think it is a dream.
It's not a dream. It's her showing him what the future could be. And like, but that's like what the future could be is actually a decent battle, because actually I was watching it going, oh, they killed the dad. Like,
yes,
they do
did.
Kill
You're
the
right
dad
in, that,
in
sense.
That battle. Like, so I'm like, oh my God, this movie has got stakes. Like, they're actually doing something in this movie. Oh, but no, because it's all a fucking dream. So none of it actually happened. So there's no stakes after all. Oh dear, never mind. It's all bollocks.
It was all a waste of our time.
But it's still not the worst.
Oh, God. Isn't that sad? Isn't that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So why is it worse than Eclipse for you?
I just think I enjoyed Eclipse more. I just, like I said, I enjoyed that storyline. I was so bored of whatever's happening in these part 1s and part 2s.
The only bit of any of these movies I actually enjoyed was that battle in part 2.
Really? This should be your number
one. Some of it. That's the only bit I enjoyed. But the reason it's not number one is because it's such a crushing disappointment when you find out none of it happened. But I couldn't put it number one. I couldn't put it as the best because it's so fucking annoying.
I can't get on board with that. I respect your choice, and it's like, I don't know why we're arguing about these things, because it's pointless. Because at the end of the day, I have been going to and fro about 2 and 3 on this list of if it's Breaking Dawn Part 2 or Eclipse. To be fair, they're probably very equal. But at least the Eclipse doesn't have all the Renesmee bollocks.
Oh, yeah.
And the creepy
that
baby.
True. oh my God, the baby is so creepy.
And the horrible CGI in that aspect.
That's true. That is true. It does have some horrible CGI, but not that horrible.
The baby, like, I think, is the worst CGI in the whole of this franchise.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave that, and then when they tried to put a face on a like a little kid, and they made the forehead like a mile high. There's no need at some point. The baby is frightening.
I don't get it. I don't understand why they would do that. Why do they just not have an actual baby? I don't understand.
Because I think about the whole acceleration bit, right?
What? His face is growing quicker than the rest of his body. What the fuck?
I'm just trying to think of an argument.
Why is it a baby's body with a fully grown man's face?
I don't know. It's shocking in a bad way.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes Eclipse a little bit better.
Fair enough. I can see that.
I liked Eclipse because at least the person that Victoria was trying to, you know, make the bad stuff. I feel like he had a purpose a bit.
Okay.
He had a bit of a mission. I know his mission was a bit of a lie, but that was Victoria's fault, not his.
True.
You know, we've all been dragged around by that girl who promises, you know, certain things like, you know, come here.
Do I?
Are we all been in bad relationships, Rich?
I've never been in a relationship with a girl who just wanted me to kill her enemies. Not yet, anyway.
No, that's probably true. Not yet now. So, the rundown for me is Breaking Dawn, New Moon, Breaking Dawn Part 2, and Eclipse. And yours was Breaking Dawn,
Part 1,
New Moon, Eclipse, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
So we've both got the same least worst.
How did this happen? If you told me at the beginning of this rewatch that the first one would be the best one and we both didn't like that one.
Two words for you. Anna Kendrick.
Love Anna Kendrick. At least in the first one, I like the tone of it a lot better. It feels like a much better made film, because obviously I think they must have had time to make it. Mm. I feel like it's a director that actually has control of everything. The CGI, I'd about to say, is limited, but what there is, it's not great. I mean, there's no scary baby or anything like that. I mean,
yeah,
the bit where they're running through
the
woods is the bad bit. But the storyline is better in that one.
Let's just say it's a turd sandwich, but they've used nice bread. Like, it's sourdough, you know? It's not like Tesco's value, which is what you get to the other turd sandwiches here. You know? Yeah.
I also feel like the characters warm.
It's still fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It's just slightly less horrible.
Yeah, as the characters aren't as boring, as the actors aren't as bored as playing those characters.
I mean, it's still desperately creepy, though, right?
Like, yeah. But
that's my overriding feeling of the whole franchise, but mostly from that first movie, is just how creepy the prospect of a 17-year-old girl and a 106-year-old vampire is.
We've never been able to shake that.
Nah.
Through all of these films. And it's meant to be romantic somewhere.
There's nothing romantic in here. It's about obsession and control, essentially.
Especially from the second film onwards. Especially that second and third film, would we say, is the obsession of control more?
Yeah, I'd say
it's like one bit when Ed was like, you can't go away with your friends kind of thing, you know, come sit here with me and no one else. It feels like that.
Yeah.
But that first one's got a decent soundtrack, I think.
That is a saving grace.
It feels like the actors kind of wanted to play those parts a little bit in that first film. By the time we get to the end, you can tell certain people are not in it anymore.
They're just there.
Physically, but not mentally. The lights are not turned on in Robert Pattinson's eyes, I would say. I don't know who's...
Anyone's eyes. Everyone's dead behind the eyes in this.
But those last films nearly made like $1 billion each. So bravo to everyone. But that first film, at least it felt new at that time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it was interestingly shot because it was really washed out and quite blue, and the coloration of it is interesting, I suppose. But that just gets annoying after a couple of movies.
And the idea
Jesus
of
Christ, can there not be some red in this somewhere?
Vegetarian vampires.
Yeah, and stuff. Yeah. I mean, not a new concept. We've all talked about Count Dracula.
Dracula, yeah.
You know, yeah. Vegetarian vampires exist, mostly in duck format. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's. If I had to watch any of them again, I'd probably watch the first one, you know, but it is like asking me which turd I'd rather eat.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think the first one is the best one. I'm just going to tell you, Rotten Tomato, that has also been the way. So we, another slice, Boxing Mentality, Rich has to guess the, and he's done an okay job. But, okay, so this is what Rotten Tomato scoring for critics is, okay? We won't do audience because I haven't got that in front of me. So the last is The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Yes.
With 25%. Agreed. The one after that, The Twilight Saga New Moon at 28%. Oh, Rich. One after that, Eclipse. The Twilight Saga Eclipse, 47%.
Yeah.
One after that, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, 49%. So you are there's the same as this.
And I'm the critic, man.
And a number one with the same score, 49%, was Twilight.
Not a single one of these movies gets over 50%.
No, not from critics.
That means of all the people that watched it and reviewed it, less than half gave it 3 out of 5 of any of these movies.
Even audience are not generous.
No.
They're all around the 60, I think.
Because even the people that love Twilight love the books, not so much the movies, right?
Yeah. Part 2's got 70%. Yeah, and Part 1's got 72. You're right. And I think...
72?
Yeah, for our audience. Come on.
Breaking Dawn Part 1?
No. Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. Okay.
Part 1's got 60, which is still incredibly high. I think they are... going to do it again.
Okay.
What advice would you give to the filmmakers?
I've got a really important bit of advice to give them.
Yeah.
Don't. just don't. Just no. Okay. Look, it's 2024. We don't need a teenage girl falling in love with old man. No. No, stop it.
If they made the vampire not 110 with a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And made maybe a 25-year-old vampire, and he's only just changed, any better?
Make it a slight... Like, even that's creepy, though. Yeah, 17 and 25, yeah, that's crazy. Not good either. I mean, just make it a slightly more healthy relationship. As healthy a relationship as you can have with a fucking vampire.
Yeah.
You know, just don't make it.
I hope it's a TV series and not movies, so we don't have to cover it on this podcast.
That would be amazing. Yes,
please. That would be my bit of advice.
If you're going to remake it, TV series.
Because recently, that one day was a film in 2009 with Anne Hathaway. They've made it a TV series on Netflix. Apparently, it's very good.
Okay.
So do something like that. Please. And they're going to do the same with the Harry Potters. They're going to turn that into a TV series or something. So we'll see what happened. But, Rich, we don't have to talk about these fucking movies anymore. Yes!
If you do want to hear us talking about these movies and you haven't heard us talk about these movies, you need to get yourself onto anotherslice.com/unequalsequel, where for just $2.99 a month... you could literally hear me lose my mind as I find out that everything I've just watched on Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 is a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Get on there and listen. It's worth it just for that. If $2.99 a month is not something you can afford right now, then just get on the social medias. Tell everybody you love us. We're on Twitter. What's Twitter called? X.
X.
Sorry. We're on... TikTok,
Threads,
Instagram, Threads. we're on all the things. We're on Blue Sky. We're on Equal Sequel and all those things. We're on Letterboxd if you want to see our reviews. So yeah, check us out. You'll find us. Just type on Equal Sequel in the search bar. The only thing we're not on is Facebook. I don't know why we're not, but because the podcast hasn't got a face. So, you know, what's the point of Facebook? So yeah, get on all those things and you'll find us somewhere. Let us know what you thought of the Twilight Saga. And saga is about the right word because Edward Cullen is old enough to join saga.
Oh, there's one for the oldies and our listeners.
So let us know what you thought. We will read out all your thoughts in the end of month roundup.
Which is next week.
If you disagree with us.
Next week.
Next week. It's the end of February next week. Mm-hmm. Wild. Wild. So let us know. We'll read them all out. If you wouldn't mind tapping us out a little review, hitting the 5-star button, hitting the heart or the plus or the tick or whatever it is that you have in your pop player of choice, we would love that. Tell your friends, like and subscribe, all those things. That would be lovely.
Yes, good job. All I can say is reiterate is listen to Another Slice, as in join Another Slice if you can.
Yes, I also forgot, if you don't do social media, you can email us.
Oh yeah,
sequel@hotmail.com. so yeah, you can do that thing.
We're out there. We're out there. Find us. Just type in Unequal Sequel. You'll find something.
You'll find us.
Thank you to the Another Slice listeners who have helped us get through the last 5 months of Twilight on Box Set Mentality and explaining a few of the wild questions about what's going on. You guys have been brilliant. Yeah. Next week is the roundup, so it is the end of February. March is a long one. It's a 5-weeker. So,
but at least there's some sequels.
There's some sequels in March. Right? March. Come on. We are also recording Series 6, so that's happening. Had a lovely conversation last night, so that's very exciting. And I've got nothing else to say, so it's a bye-bye from me and a bye-bye from him.
Bye!
See you in the next one. Sequel to this one. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
So glad we ain't got to talk about that anymore.
Oh,
mate.
What a relief. What a relief.
Yeah.
I feel 100 times better now.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh